Hello and welcome back to the IBD Dietitian Podcast. My name is Nicole. I'm a registered dietitian with Crohn's disease. Today's episode is going to be a little less about diet and a little more about mental health. And unfortunately, I'm recording this right on June 1st, which is past May, which was Mental Health Awareness Month. But I personally have been struggling greatly with my mental health, and since stopping Humira and deciding to try diet, it caused me a lot of distress and fear. And, you know, like I said, I'm not totally against doing medication ever again. I'm thinking Stelara if I start to get worse, because it's like every 8 weeks, and I think I can handle that. And I think I'd force my doctor's office to do the injections for me, so at least I'm in a place of medical care during the injection in case something happens. But anyway, I've just been it was a really rough Memorial Day weekend for me. I struggled significantly trying to cut out most sugars, other than dark chocolate, and only eating, you know, like some meat, a little bit of cheese here and there. I tried a couple carrots, and I think that caused me some distress. But here's the thing, I was also very stressed, and not just because I was trying to change up my diet, but we had my son this weekend, who's 4. We had him this weekend. We've had him for a 5-day stretch. Normally we have him like two on, two off, and then 3. And my ex took him for a vacation last week, so we had him for the 5-day stretch on the reverse side of that. And he's still at a stage where he's a lot to handle. He likes to eat a lot of junk food, and I'm trying to work on that with him, but he's very stuck in a routine and a habit of having donuts and muffins and Pringles and SpongeBob pops or the push-up ice cream pop things when he's at our house. And so it's going to be a lot of work to get him on a healthy track, right? But on top of that, we have a puppy and we have 2 other dogs. We have an elderly dog, we have a 4-year-old dog, we have a puppy. You know, and I'm still fairly new in my relationship, and I really am dealing with a lot of guilt over not staying married with my ex-husband for my child's sake. And I have a lot of money distress. It's not that we're not making it, because we are. We can pay our bills, but nothing on top of that. We do spend too much. I will say I buy too much for my son. I buy him games and toys, and, you know, we got a Nintendo Switch for Christmas, and he gets a game for that probably at least once a month. And those range from $40 to $60. We have a sticker chart thing for him. So if he gets, you know, 6 stickers, he gets $10, and he takes advantage of that. And then my stepdaughter, her mother doesn't provide any financial support at all. And my significant other doesn't make much money. So a lot of the money falls on me. And I had this realization, you know, last week I was getting groceries, and probably half a bag worth of the groceries was what I was eating at that time, because I was eating chicken, Chex cereal, Cheerios. I mean, my grocery bill for myself probably could be about $50 a week or less. But yet I spend like $900 a month on groceries. I have a lot of pressure and stress right now, and then I'm looking at getting an MRE done and a colonoscopy, and I'm feeling very frustrated that my life isn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm very frustrated that I deal with this chronic illness and that I have to pay financially for it, significantly, a lot of money. I mean, I put $2,500 into my health savings account for this year, and that's gone as of June. I mean, that's gone. I have to pay some bills, and that'll be gone. And so on top, I'll probably spend double. So I'm probably spending $5,000 on my health care. And that's not including, if I start Stelara, how much that will cost. Hopefully they have an assistance program that I can actually See, the thing is, I make so much money, I don't account for assistance. So I make enough money, but I'm not making it. And I've always had this dream of having a lake house. And on top of having that dream and not being able to realize it, I'm also afraid of my health and afraid of not making it past the age of 60, you know, because my Crohn's disease is pretty aggressive. And I've been on two biologics that have both failed me for one reason or another. Entyvio just didn't work the way I needed it to, and Humira caused me too much stress and anxiety. But stopping the Humira is causing me a lot of stress and anxiety as well, you know? This disease, we don't talk enough about the mental health aspect of it. And I don't understand when you get diagnosed, and maybe this is just because I'm from a fairly small town, but they should set you up with a psychologist and a financial advisor and a dietitian, and, you know, who specializes, all of these people specializing in autoimmune chronic illness, because also you can't just lump us into chronic illness, because we're not the same as type 2 diabetes. It's not the same thing. You can actually 100% manage type 2 diabetes with diet, not type 1, type 2. 100% manage it with diet. So we can't get lumped in with them. They can be healthy. They can figure out a way to be healthy. And they can eat fruits and vegetables and salads and all that stuff that most of us can't. I'm sorry for the pauses. I'm getting emotional. And the reason why I want to share all of this and all my thoughts and feelings is that if any of you are feeling a similar way, I hope it helps to hear how somebody else is feeling. And I'm considering like writing a book from my perspective, not necessarily telling my story, but how to manage all of this. And I've gotten very bitter and I feel gross, you know, like I feel angry. I feel like I can't enjoy life because I feel like I have no control. So, I mean, the book would be, you know, how to regain that sense of control. You know, we never really had control in the first place. I mean, we couldn't control if we were going to get the illness or not. You know, you don't really have control financially because of the way that we're raised, especially I'm talking like the United States. Unless you have a parent who's actively involved financially, you are not raised to learn how to do finances the right way. My mother pushed me to take out loans. She pushed me to get credit cards. She, you know, and I don't have a bunch of credit card debt. I'm not paying interest on it anyway, and it's going to be paid off by the end of the year. But all of that money that's going to pay off that credit card could have gone to pay off a loan. But instead, I took out credit card debt because I wanted to go on a shopping spree and have fun. And that's not okay. I didn't even enjoy it. I spent most of the money on my stepdaughter. And I didn't enjoy it. I didn't get the things that I wanted. I didn't even get to try on or look at the things that I wanted because I was so focused on her. And I'm frustrated about that too. I mean, granted, it was my decision to be like, okay, I'll spend money on her. Let's take her with us. But I'm very frustrated. I feel very resentful that all areas of my life feel out of control, and my house too, because of this illness. Because, I mean, I'm not experiencing pain, but I'm experiencing bloating and discomfort and fatigue. And no, I'm not low in iron. I had that checked. But I don't have the energy to clean up the house and organize and declutter constantly. And I feel like everybody in my house picks something up and moves it somewhere else and leaves it to that other place. They don't put things back. They, you know, and the things that I see as a mess, you know, my significant other doesn't, which would be great if I could take care of things, because he could take care of the things that he sees, which I don't most of the time, like the front lawn, the back lawn, those kinds of things I don't worry about, but he does. And if I had the time and energy to take care of the inside of the house, maybe we'd be perfect. But the house is a mess. The dogs are crazy. The children are off the walls. It's just everything feels stressful. And where I'm going with this ultimately is I was super bloated this weekend and uncomfortable and nauseous, and I kept trying to track it down. Is it the gluten? Is it the sugar? Is it the dairy? Is it what is it? You know, is there something wrong with me? Do I really have a blockage that my doctor seems to think I do? Or is it just SIBO? You know, like, what is it? And getting sad and depressed that I'm not good. You know, I'm not in a good place. I'm not healthy. And it could all be chalked up, most of it, some of it's diet, but and my disease, of course, but the stress could have been enough to make me feel sicker, you know, to pile it on and make it worse. Because I was very stressed about everything happening this weekend. And I get no sense of relief ever because I'm constantly in a state of fear. And those feelings and emotions are not healthy because they are destroying us. No matter what medication you're on, no matter how good your diet, if you're max out on stress or depression or anxiety, you are not going to get better. And so we need to find a way to deal with those emotions and make them better and get relief. And for me, I'm sitting here like, I just need to make more money. If I make more money, it'll all go away. And that's not true. You know, and I've tried meditating. I meditate every day. And some days, once in a while, I'll get the feeling, okay, I feel okay right now. I can stay in the present and just feel like I feel pretty good, you know, and I can focus on the things that I enjoy, like The Sims and reading and, you know, the things I like about my job. But most days, I can't get there. And so meditation and mindfulness will get you a little bit of the way, but it's not everything. And I used to talk a lot about restructuring your life. Restructure your life so that it fits what you need. Take care of yourself first, right? You have to put on your own oxygen mask before you can put on everybody else's. But, you know, then how do you deal with the guilt of focusing on yourself all the time? Because, you know, whenever I talk to my significant other, it's, well, this is what's going on with me. This is what I learned. This is what I'm trying. This is my diet. This is what I ate. This is how I feel. All the time. And I rarely ask him how he is. And when he talks to me, I'm listening, but I'm not fully invested because I'm so worried and caught up in me. And that's not healthy either. And I'm seeing a counselor, which she recommended I see, you know, somebody who's more specialized in anxiety because I deal with severe anxiety, always have. As far as I can remember, I'm sure I had anxiety and I've been bored a lot in my life. Boredom equals loneliness, which equals depression. So trying to figure all that out too. It's rough. It's all very difficult. And if you're feeling this way, I feel for you. I feel it. I know a lot of us are. And I wish we'd talk about it more. So that's all I have for today. You know, definitely try meditation and mindfulness. And but think about what in your life needs to change outside of your illness and your diet and all of that. And be physically active every day. Get out in the sun, get the vitamin D because that helps. It does help, I promise. The past few days it's been rainy and I haven't been able to go outside and I can feel that I feel worse because of it. Talk to a therapist, talk to your family and friends, restructure your life any way you can. Don't give up and fight for the life that you want to live and create your new path. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it helped, and I'll speak to you next time.